he stopped at the edge of a winding stream, a tangerine moonglow on its rippling surface, and debated crossing it to continue deeper into the rainforest, or to follow it to the sea. Then he heard them. Dogs. They weren't far behind. Lamb was for lunch, on that sunny September Sunday in 1939. My father was mowing the lawn, and the sweet smell of cut grass mingled with the smell of chopped mint. Mint I had just picked and taken into the kitchen. I think not on my father. And these great tears grace his remembrance more than those I shed for him. What was he like? I have forgot him. My imagination carries no favour in it but Bertram. Peter and Paul were the best of friends. Paul made Peter laugh by being funny and noisy. They spent their days happily fishing around their rocky island. One day, while they were out diving, a storm blew up. A big, big storm. My new computer's quite the gift, and one I truly covet. With all the latest features, who could help but love it? I'll surf the net at breakneck speed, as if I'm in a... Pattern glass there. Not really a pattern though, is it? It's quite random. Now, I know a red kitchen isn't to everyone's taste. I'm aware of that. You could paint it green, for example. And that diversity expresses itself in a multitude of ways that define New Orleans in the American imagination. Music, food, and language. Though it's been a long recovery from Hurricane Katrina, New Orleans isn't just back on its feet. It's as vibrant as ever. Particularly impressive for a 300-year-old.